Yo, what's up, you guys?
I'm Anna.
This is Liz.
And welcome to our show called
Undateable Chicks. Woo!
What are we going to talk about today?
Girl, Liz, we have tons to talk about.
Hey, okay? I'm ready. Let's go.
Y'all, we just want to welcome you all to our show. It's the fifth episode. So, big ups. We've been working, y'all. We've really been committed to making sure that this podcast gives everything and show as much light on positivity. And also, like, the show is called Undateable Chicks. So, we're really discussing and digging deep on our personal life and just giving advice on how we feel about that. But today, we will be discussing...
Hey.
The difference between a father, and a baby daddy.
Let's go.
So we're going to dive into that. And okay, let's just start off with a father first. Number one. A father, that's a really big word, Anna. That's strong, you know.
A father is.
Call him so.
Okay, so for me, a father is someone who is there.
Yes.
Not just temporarily. But he's always there. Somebody you can talk to. Someone you have an actual relationship with. Who does not put their kids second. Does not make up an excuse on why they can't go get them from school. I can't get a bit weak, shawty. You know what I'm saying? I got shit to do. You know what I mean? Look, got this little baby at the house. You know what I'm saying? He's trying to bust it open for me. You know what I mean? I can't pick him up. We don't need... That's not a father. So what about you? What you think about
a father is someone who is providing.
All right.
Someone who is not making excuses, number one. They're allowing themselves to be on the back burner, not only for their child, but for their family. They'll make those sacrifices in order to make sure that their children have the necessities that they're in need of. So, a father, you know, that's that person who you look up to. You're like, hey, like, that's my daddy, y'all. Like, you know, like, he a father. So, that's my definition of a father.
Yes.
You know, so. Okay. And then we're going to discuss, a.k.a. pop-ups.
Baby daddy.
Okay, baby daddies, you know who you are.
Stand up.
Right.
He's shot now.
Okay.
City boy.
Because these pop-ups, they be taking over.
I'm saying, you know what, pop-ups are the ones that I feel like, I saw this post on Instagram, not Instagram, Facebook the other day, said, be a whole daddy of eight and buy a two-door Camaro. But
how you gonna do that? You got a whole Camaro. Where you gonna put the kid, little JJ,
I know dudes like that. I do know guys who are like that. They have they have children, but they still selfish. They focus on themselves. Now I ain't gonna lie. When I had my first daughter, I was selfish because I never had no kids before.
Right.
So buying something for somebody else was extremely hard for me.
Yes.
Even though it was my child, it's just something that you go through being a single person. Only have to worry about yourself. You have to worry about another person.
Right.
You gotta completely understand. However, sometimes men take that shit and run with it. That's what a pop-up is. Pop-up is, what you say?
Pop-ups are the one who comes on birthdays.
Pretty much, okay.
Christmas. Let me swing by and pick up Junior real quick for about 2 hours. And I'll bring them back.
What's the name of that movie? Say the Last Dance. They did like a meme of it with the Wayne's brother.
Yeah.
I want to see my son. I can't pick my son up. He literally came in the door and picked his son up and walked out.
Because in Save the Last Dance, hair washing. My God, that was funny.
So, you know, that is a pop-up dad. And what people don't realize is pop-up dads, I mean, okay, you do the bare minimum, whatever. However, that's going to affect your child in the future. It's going to affect the way your child feel about you. It's going to affect probably the way your child treat their children.
Right.
It can go two ways. It can be a positive way. It can be a negative way. They can say, well, my dad did like this. I'm probably going to do the same thing. But a lot of the times, from what I've seen, guys who are extremely awesome fathers, they had a fucked up dad.
Yeah, in some cases.
And so their mindset is, I ain't going to never make, my kid is never going to be like that.
Yeah.
My kid is never going to experience what I went through as a child, you know what I mean? And then you do have the ones that follow their daddy's footsteps.
Yeah.
And just some straight up bum ass dudes.
Pop-ups.
Yeah, pop-ups. Like, you know.
It's like,
gotta pop a damn plan B around this bitch.
You know what I'm saying?
Why you popping sperm and you don't want to take care of it?
See, that'd be my whole dilemma. Like, you be so adamant and be so against, like, oh no, that's not gonna be me. We need to keep this baby. I'm gonna do what I need to
do. Girl, who are you talking about?
Like, just wait. Trust me. When the baby comes, I got us. I got you. Nigga, where you at? Because I ain't seeing you.
Wilder, but you know what I feel like? I feel like the people that suffer the most are women when it comes to having, being in a father's home, because it affects every aspect of their life going forward, from the men they date to the what they accept from men, and to even how they feel about themselves. You know what I'm saying? So I know growing up, my mom instilled in me how beautiful I was, so I wouldn't have to go out looking for it from another man. And as well as my stepfather, he did the same thing. And so with me, I had friends that would have sex because a guy told them they were cute.
Yeah.
Not me. Okay.
Right.
All right. I know I'm fine. What's up? What else?
What's up?
That's just my, but it's because my dad instilled that to me. Mm-hmm. And he's not my biological father, but he is my daddy. Blood don't make us no closer. Like, don't make us no more of a kin.
It doesn't change anything.
But what I'm saying is, if I didn't have him in my life, I don't know what type of woman I'd be.
Right.
I really don't. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's just like, I feel like having that father figure in, I'm not going to even say a two-parent household. Y'all live standing with a fly.
Y'all anemic, y'all.
I'm anemic, so I don't get hot like that. Everybody hot except me. I feel so terrible. No. But the fans are too loud, so we can't run.
That's fine. We're going to make it work. I'm good. Okay. They don't hear this.
All right, y'all, we're back. We had a few technical difficulties. You know, we always have technical difficulties.
Always.
okay, so back to what we were talking about, just talking about how important it is for a man to be in a child's life in general, but particularly women.
Right.
Because it affects everything about our life after that. If we, you know, just anything. I'm just going to say relationships and everything. It just, you need that male presence in their life. But I do want to take a moment to shout out to all the single fathers out there, because
they doing the thing.
I'm saying, moving here to Atlanta, I have actually met several single dads that's doing the shit.
Likewise. And it's like, I've never seen so many black men actually upholding their role.
Girl, I ain't never seen that. It Ever. Was foreign to me. I you was know like, what I'm saying? Are y'all aliens or something?
Where y'all come from? Y'all just came from Mars.
I'm talking about like,
not from Earth.
Literally, dealing, most of these guys who have, not I would say most of them, but majority of these guys who are single fathers are out here going through the same struggles that we as single moms go through. Mm-hmm. And so I can definitely understand them. I can definitely empathize with everything that they're going through. Mm-hmm. And so, so shout out to single fathers. Woo! Go ahead, go. Woo! Single dads. And then we're going to shout out to the daddies who doing their motherfucking thing.
You know
with the mamas co-parenting, because y'all like with them. And then you got a bitter baby mama, because I know them too.
Right.
Build a baby mama who mad because he don't want her no more. So she want to try to snatch the kid up and take child support out and do this and do that and bloop, 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 bloop. Shout out to you, brother, for still sticking by your kid.
And regardless of the fact.
Regardless of the situation.
That's what a real man does.
That's it.
That's what a father do.
That's what a father.
You don't allow, you know, whatever the situation is that's going on, you know, in your child's household to affect you. I don't care. Now, this is one of my pet peeves. Listen, fellas. If you know you have a child that you need to take care of, and regardless if the mother is in a relationship with someone else or not, that does not affect what your standards are and what your ability to do as a father. Mm-hmm. That's still your child. That's not his child.
Right.
You know, so you can't allow for another man to take on that role. Now, if he does, that's great.
Right. That's just extra. But yeah, that's still extra, your child.
That's still your child. You should still uphold those responsibilities and take care of them. Mm-hmm. So don't hold that against for you not coming around, for you not being there for them. Oh, well, your mama got, you know, Mike in there staying the night or whatever.
Mike. You know, I can say that. I can actually relate to that. My mom, my dad, my biological father was married. And so when they got a divorce and my mom decided to date again, that's when my dad stopped paying child support. Mm-hmm. He's doing shit on purpose. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Even though my money came directly to me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. He stopped paying child support. he stopped. He really wouldn't come to get me, but on like Christmas, you know, Christmas time, birthdays, whatever. But he stopped all of that because my mom had started dating again. She wasn't even in a relationship. Right. She was just dating again. And he took that as being a bitter ass baby daddy, because that's what he was doing. Because she didn't want him.
And that's exactly what's happened with my situation. Mm-hmm. Like, with my son and my son's father, like, once I told him that I didn't want to be intimate with him anymore, and that what really is a kicker. Mm-hmm. Ladies, once you stop actually having sex with your baby daddy and showing him that attention and showing him that you still want him to be around and, you know, doing all that extra shit, once you cease that, then he becomes to feel like he doesn't have any authority at all over there anymore. Mm-hmm. He feels like he doesn't have any control, period. So once he feels threatened by that, then he's going to stop going for the child. He's going to stop providing and making sure that it's everything that they need. So shout out to all the fathers who's doing what they're supposed to do and not allowing their pride or their feelings to get in the best of them, you know, because if you allow that to deter you from being in your child's life, that just shows what type of person you are as a man. You're not even a man.
Right.
You allow feelings and self-consciousness to take over when your child is there who's in need.
At this point, you're E.T. with a penis. That's what you are, okay?
You say E.T.?
E.T. with a penis.
I had a little finger to point. What was he saying?
Goodbye. Bye, home. Ooh. Okay.
When I get my finger.
What's the next subject?
Okay, so the next subject is allowing a man to be a man.
I-N-D-E-P-E-N-D-E-N-T. Do you know what that means? Okay, so I'm misindependent. I'm learning to let somebody else guide me, but bro, they gotta meet the standards first before I go through all that, because if I got to be half and half, that's new generation. They want you to do half and half and everything, bitch. If I got to do half and half, bitch, I'll be by myself, okay? I ain't doing half and half shit. My daddy told me the man is provider.
That's period.
I ain't doing shit, dog.
I mean, that's what he's supposed to do. He's right. supposed to do what he's supposed to do and be in that father. You right. Know, like, do that role, like, period.
Right. Mm-mm. So, okay, so I'm going to go into this independent thing. Since we're talking about that, I feel like it's necessary for me to go ahead and break down why a lot of women are independent, okay?
Yes, we can talk about the difference of why.
So I'm going to go overall from just the collective conversations I've had with women over the years. Number one, she feel like she got to teach a man how to do anything. Mm-hmm. She got to teach a man to send her flowers to work. Got to teach a man to, let's do this romantic thing. Got to teach a man to say, hey, let's hang out. Got to teach a man, hey, babe, let's just chill. Let's watch. She got to teach a man how to treat her, how to court her. Because a lot of guys don't know how to court. They don't know what the hell is. All they know is Netflix is chill. Going out to eat. Taco Tuesday at this bitch or whatever. And that's it. They don't know shit else. So... and then the next thing that a lot of women say is that that she's having to take control of everything. She's, you know, she's living with a man. And technically, we go biblically, just go all the way back to the way it works and how the man is going to be the head of the household. He is the foundation of the family. How she's taking over. Now, I ain't going to sit up here and say if my man... you broke his leg or got hurt, ill, became paralyzed, that I ain't gonna step up. But that's not the case. But in the sense of when the beginning, a man should be the head of household. And I'm not just talking about financially. Head of household meaning you need to be able to take care of household without me being there.
Yeah.
You need to be able to deal with our finances without me being there. You need to be able to take care of these kids without me being there. You need to be able to take care of things as a man. Like, you just should be able to do that. And women saying the guys that they're dating or the men that they're meeting are not qualifying for
they're
it.
Not, like, they're not equivalent.
I get it. They don't get it. They don't get it. That's just it. And so, and the third and final thing is why a lot of women are independent is because they feel as though when it comes down to the things that men are offering, they can do it themselves.
Yeah, definitely. I definitely agree with that. Because
laying your dick on the table, bro, I got like four of them bitches in my closet. So, I mean, like, what else?
Cause
what else?
Dick is either here nor there at the end of the day.
Saying,
you know what I'm saying? And like with women, we also, yes, we be wanting that touch and that affectionate time. But in the day, have to realize, especially women, if you have children like me and Anna do, our priorities are our child or our children, because we want to make sure that they come first. So if they don't have the necessities that they need, then we're going to figure out a way to make it
and
work.
And that's what's on
and
the
that's
line.
Period. Like, we're going to do what we need to do.
That's it. I think it's okay to date. But I think when you're dating, you need to have, I'm not going to say clear conscience, because sometimes putting yourself in a situation where you already got stuff going on, I'm not going to call it baggage. Maybe you got a job you hate, you're trying to find something else, but you still want to date. That's kind of sort of like baggage, you know what I'm saying? And say you meet a guy and, you know, for me, if a guy can't help me elevate, I'm not talking about just giving me money. I'm talking about you
can help me develop a plan. You got to be able to.
Right. I mean, you got to. It's not about the money for me. I just need to be able to learn from you. I need to be able to take whatever you can give me, either if it's verbally, you can write me a recommendation, put me on a job. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. If you do any of those things for me, that's elevation for me.
Yeah.
And so that's what I look for in a guy. And so just saying, if you've met a guy and you already going through something with your situation where you don't like your job, or maybe you have financial difficulties at the time or whatever, but you still want to date. You're human. I mean, I think it's okay for you to date or whatever when you got stuff going on. However, if you bring this to the table, say you talk to a guy for a couple months, you bring it to the table and his response is, oh shit, damn, that fucked up. Bitch, what?
There is no that's fucked up, because I'm expecting you to intertwine and say, what you need?
Let's
figure this out. Yeah. I can put this towards this.
Right.
How much do you have? That's the one of the main question that I have heard. Like, okay, well, how much do you have? Mm-hmm. Because if you don't, I'm willing to give you this. Mm-hmm. And to finish what you're saying, as far as those three topics that you were saying, mm-hmm. as far as why women act the way they do, mm-hmm. why they play that manly role, mm-hmm. and when we get into those situations where we have the man who is actually providing and doing what he's supposed to do, mm-hmm. I don't want to say we feel threatened, but it's hard for us to comprehend that. Because we're so used to dealing with men who do not have those things. And it's not solely based, like you said, it's not solely based on finances, mm-hmm. or, you know, actually having everything together. It's just the fact your mentality.
Right.
If I feel like there's someone who's strong-minded and strong-willing, who's willing to tell me no, mm-hmm. I'm like, I want you in my life. Put me in my place. Like, and if you put me in my place, I'm going to fall back. Yeah. But if I feel like I can overthrow you and, like, pretty much, you know, dictate everything, then I will. Because you're showing me that you're not qualified.
Right.
You know, I'm going to do all those things because I'm looking in the back of my head, oh, well, you ain't got this, you ain't mm-hmm. got this. So why should I show you respect?
Right.
So, but ladies, we do need to learn to allow a man to be a man, because mm-hmm. when we don't, we will walk away from someone who is giving us everything we have and need, and then we're going to miss out on the blessing.
And it ain't that many on out there.
It really
is. So, y'all, it ain't scarce, y'all.
Right.
So we got to get it while we can.
Exactly.
All right.
I'm going to tell you guys, someone told me recently that, you know, whatever the situation it is, you know, I'm just going to give an example, my pop-up dad, baby daddy. So I became bitter off that situation, but at the same time, what did I learn from it? What was that lesson? Mm-hmm. You know, the L was, okay, I took this L, I'm going to learn, you know, not to depend on nobody. That's our defense mechanism. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, this is my pain right here. Making sure that I don't allow anyone to come into my life and take everything away, and I'm not able to really mm-hmm. stand up on my own two feet. So that was the pain. But the lesson is not to allow that to take over anything that's in the future.
That's it.
You know, we gotta make sure we don't let that bring us down, ladies.
Applaud my ex, because my ex is the reason why I grind, baby. I will do hair, make wigs. I will freaking sell plates. Mm-hmm. Do you understand me? Because I would never want a man to be in total control of everything I have, okay?
Exactly.
I went through that shit and it's not pretty. And I tell you, that's why I'm one of those, I got this type of women, mm-hmm. because I went through a situation where my everything was totally on him. And I was just there. I was just existing. The only thing I did was clean up and cook. That's what I did.
Yeah.
And some women might like that, but not me. I have my own mind, my whole life, my own dreams, and that just wasn't for me. And that situation, it makes me scared to accept things from
people.
Because it was thrown in my face, my entire marriage, of what somebody else done for me. You know what I mean? And nobody can do that in the shit.
Who?
Bitch, what?
How they gonna do it? Mm-mm. And ladies, that's what we're not telling you all. Even if you get someone who is doing what they're supposed to do, don't allow anyone to take your voice mm-hmm. from you. Don't allow anyone to make it seem like you're too afraid to do anything or to even right. have some type of acknowledgement in any situation. Like, still have your voice. You want someone to be there, but, you know, don't just bow down to them.
Listen, a relationship, a relationship marriage is a partnership.
Definitely a partnership.
It's a business at the end of the day, okay? You got to be able to come in together and decide things, and you can't let one party control the other. That's the thing, another thing I don't like, controlling dudes, yeah. whatever. But you can't let somebody come in and control the entire situation, because then you lose who you are as a person.
Definitely, I agree with that.
And that's just it. So,
yeah, I'm with you on that. That's deep. Yeah. So I just want to shout out real quick to my girl Tanisha Boone. We've been sipping we've been sipping on Boone Babies all night. So make sure you guys go check her out. She's on IG. Her name is Tanisha Boone, but you can find her business page at Boone Babies. .com. So go
boom like an 808. Hey. Be making circles like a figure eight.
So we're sipping on Blue MFers. She has a variety of different types of drinks. So make sure you guys check her out. She do deliver as well. Mm-hmm. So if y'all have any questions about how many drinks, it is a certain limit to how much she will deliver to you all. But make sure you guys check her out. Again, it's at Boom Babies. You can find her on IG and on Facebook.
How babies spell? How babies spell? B-A-B-I-E. B-A-B-I-E-S. Oh, y'all, I'm smart, but I don't spell good. But
we
okay.
got it, though. Y'all know where to go, like I said. get it.
So what's our next subject?
All right, so our next topic is... y'all, we'll be coming with some juicy endings. I'm just saying, I'm infatuated with the
what
endings.
What it sound like, y'all? What it sound like? It sound like when you had sex.
So you already know what we're gonna discuss. Subject is booty call hours.
Booty call.
I know that's a throwback, y'all, but I'm just saying I'm old, so we're gonna say booty call hours, or if y'all just smashing, or you know,
whatever.
You know.
Okay, so say you guys, let's get this scenario. Say you meet somebody at a club or whatever. And you know it's late night, maybe 2-3 o'clock in the morning. That's why I don't answer my phone. If I get my number out at the club, I'm not answering my phone at 3 o'clock. No. I know what you want, bro. I already know what you're trying to do. Anyway, so you know it's 3 o'clock in the morning. And he say, "What you about to do?" Or she say, "What you about to do?" That's booty call hours.
Yes.
And my grandma always said, ain't nothing open at the midnight blitz. So
and that's real.
That's it. So what hours are booty call hours for you?
Okay, booty call hours for me. Well, y'all have two different definitions. First of all, listen, if we smashing and you call me during the week, nigga, I'm not fucking you because I have to go to work the next morning. I have to be mentally prepared for this, so I know, okay, so-and-so coming over, I know I need to go to, you know, get everything prepared, so we come over, it's gonna be up, I'm gonna be up to about 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, and if I don't go to bed at a certain time, I'm gonna be cranky, irritated, and I'm not gonna be, like, I'm gonna be thinking about the whole time we had sex, bro, and I'm not gonna be mentally focused.
Let me tell you how old I am, if somebody trying to smash me, you better get your ass over here before 9 o'clock, because I'm going to sleep.
That's what I'm talking about.
That shit dead. I'm not staying up. I ain't doing it, bro. Like, because I get sleepy at 11 o'clock. My body shut down at 11
right.
o'clock. So, therefore, if your ass ain't here by 9, bitch, your shit is dead.
It's dead. All right,
so I don't answer my phone.
Shaniqua is dry.
Hour because you know it's just like this when you hitting up somebody because you just want to fuck, like, what's up, bro? What are you doing right now? It's 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Listen, you can't.
Have you ever had a lunchtime quickie?
Oh, let's see. No, I have not. I have not did that. That's something that I need to do on my bucket list.
You know what?
That and have sex in the bathroom. I never done that.
I don't want to have sex in the bathroom now.
Really?
In the car?
Yeah.
I don't know. My ass, I can't do all that in the car. It's too small. It's a big car.
It depends on the car.
It depends on the car. I'm just one of those people. I need to be comfortable.
I need to be comfortable too.
And I overthink sex. So anyway, I'm just too much, honey. Yeah. But anyway.
So so listen, during the week, y'all can't catch me or Shaniqua.
Oh yeah. But we got a special guest that just popped up in here, y'all. We got a special guest, y'all. Our special guest, we're gonna let him chime in and tell us what booty call hours is because we're talking about men.
How y'all doing? So booty call hours. Booty call hours to me is like late, you feel me? It's late, you know what I'm saying? It's late. It's like, you're not doing nothing, I'm not doing nothing. Okay, cool. That's booty call hours.
So
that
you,
shit can mean like in the daytime.
So what you're saying is, I'm just...
So will you initiate that? I guess it just depends, you know, how cool you and that person are.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, we don't have to be cool.
It's going to be somebody you met.
Yeah, that's right, true. Right, yeah.
Right. A random person, right. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, so.
You know, I mean, booty call hours, well, technically it's like between any time after 12.
See? One grandma said, ain't nothing open but leg at 12. That's it. So, y'all, that was Joseph Fogg. He was on episode 4. And so, you guys can follow him on Instagram at Joseph Fogg, whatever, IG.
F-O-G-G, 2 G's.
That's it. Y'all can find him. But, yeah, so, booty call hours is just, you know, I ain't gonna lie, though. Booty call hours.
What? Booty call hours.
Whatever. But booty call sex is the best, son. Like
it
it's
is.
The best. It's
it
the
is.
Best sex.
Cause you've been waiting on, you know what? Yeah. It's anticipation.
Yeah.
You know, it builds up and you like, I've been waiting on this all day. Then, 4 o'clock, nigga.
This nigga ain't called me all day. He ain't text me or shit. But wanna hit me up at midnight and say what's up and what I'ma say? Nothing.
Nigga, we were talking so quick. It don't even be 2 minutes like I'm woo! Doing nothing.
Like the guy said, calm down.
Where you at? Can I come by?
I mean.
I'm about to go to sleep, but I guess so.
We can watch TV or something.
How long is it going to take you?
Have you ever went to sleep on a booty call?
Oh my God.
Yo, so okay, wait on. Y'all went to sleep on a booty call.
Why he was there?
On the way. Oh my God, I gotta tell this story. Oh my God, this happened recently, y'all. So this happened like maybe 3 weeks ago. Like I was already, you know, my homegirl came pick me up. We went out downtown to, was it 225, I think, the little town. So we went there tonight and then, you know, she picked me up. So I was like, I really wanna go home. So she was like, well, maybe someone can come pick you up from my house. And she lived in Norcross at the time. So I was like, okay, fine. So I'm already prepping my booty call. I'm like, So I was like, hey. He was like, what's up? I was like, nothing. You got you in that voice. I was like, well, I'm about to go over to my homegirl house. Can you come pick me up? Okay. So I sent him the address and everything. Y'all, I laid on her sofa. And I was like, okay, listen, I'm going to have my phone right here on my chest. So I can hear when you call. Y'all, I woke up the next morning with 6 o'clock. I was like, oh, my God. Hurt, y'all. I was so mad because I really wanted some dick that night, and I was like, "Why did I miss that out?" And you know, he had called, text, and everything. Yeah. He was furious.
I know he would be. I would not on dope. I'm him.
I did that twice to him.
Fuck all that. I would have been boop boop. Excuse me.
Right.
I asked for details, bitch. Cause ain't nobody finna go to sleep on me.
Hell no. I'm gonna pick your ass up and take you home, bitch.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I fell asleep on one before. But you know, whatever.
It's just because you know it's the same time. You don't come for those times that I'm falling
asleep. We tired though. We tired. It's like you know, it's a different story. It's just a different story.
It's different.
And then the next morning you get the text messages to say, "Damn, you doing like that with us?" Okay, you want to chime in?
No.
What?
Okay.
What's the question? What's the question?
It's irrelevant. To this.
Oh, you want to move to the next subject?
No. I just got a quick question.
Tell me the question.
It's a pool party Friday. If y'all trying to pull up.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess we're pulling up.
Yeah, pull up.
That's fine. Okay. What time is the pool party? Because y'all, we just told y'all.
I leave Sunday.
Oh. What time? We don't know. It's the weekend. We can chill on the weekend.
What time?
Who invited us to the pool party?
My homies.
Oh, shit. What do you look like? Huh?
What
do you look like?
What you mean?
Because we have eggs. That's what we ask.
No, we ask.
Oh, you shit.
You said 5 till 2.
In the morning? Y'all swimming in the pool? What
the
pool?
At 2 o'clock in the morning? The pool
it. Wait, 5.
What a pool it?
Nice.
Yeah, 5 to 2 o'clock in the morning.
No,
honey.
5 in the p.m.
To 2 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. You said 5 to 2. That's why I said y'all swimming at night. What a pool it? Right, we'll pull up.
Anyway, back to regular schedule program.
We're
gonna finish this conversation outside of the podcast.
You want me to pull up?
Come on, Anna, we gotta finish.
I'm sorry.
Oh, he said in Riverdale.
I expect a pool. What pool is
Oh
shit! I ain't getting it. We just sit outside.
So those are our experience with the booty call hours and waiting up for those booty call hours. So.
You know what? Have you ever been ghosted on a booty call hour?
I just ghost them though.
Yeah, I haven't been ghosted, but I set up with a friend who was, and she was in her 90.
Damn, she was waiting then.
Hold on.
She was all prepared.
She brought me over there to watch the baby.
Go show. Oh, man, we can't show them. I was going to show them the butter whip that we got. Cool. That I got you.
I remember this like it was yesterday. She called me and she said, "Can you do me a big, huge favor?" I said, "What's up?" She said, "Oh, so-and-so's coming to get me. I need somebody to watch the baby." I said, "No problem, bitch. I'll watch him. Right. What's up, bitch? You can get some dick. I'm all for it. Let's go."
Listen, we be with that.
Yeah, so I got over there, got my ex to drop me off over at her house. I get over there, and she get all spruced up, her curls on her hair. And she had this little nightie, and she was going to do the surprise thing with her trench coat and open it up, whatever. I guess when they got a car, I don't know. But he was supposed to come get her. Right. That was the whole thing. He was supposed to come get her. And, he never showed.
Damn, that sucks.
And I felt terrible for her. She was so fucking mad.
She was more like... Embarrassed, you think?
Embarrassed because she asked me to come over there. My bad. She asked me to come over there. And then, like, he never showed. And then she called him. She called him while I was up. I had fell asleep. And I woke up, her ass was still asleep on the sofa. And I'm like, well, damn. I guess y'all want to go to Waffle House? Like,
Waffle House ain't no scrambled
in the morning, you know what I'm saying? But that's the first time I ever seen somebody get ghosted from having sex.
Yeah.
And you know, the end result for that is that nigga was living with another bitch. And my friend almost went to jail for that shit. Cause she, yeah, baby, you know, well, you know, when you mess with me, I'm a detective. I should have been the FBI. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I found out through his cell phone stuff, whatever, and Facebook, that he was living with another woman. And he literally had been dealing with her for over a year and a half.
See, and that right there.
And she did a pop-up. I should never told her ass where he lived at.
Yeah, nah, you was wrong with that. Yeah. Well, you wasn't wrong. You was being a friend because you was trying to look out for her. But at the same time.
I didn't know she was going to confront. She African. That'd be crazy as shit.
Well, it's that. And you know, when women be in their feelings already, they're going to do what they're going to do and feel like what is best.
I remember that day. I was like, bitch, you can't go to jail, baby. Like, I was in North Carolina at the time too.
Yeah.
I like, sis.
It ain't worth it.
I don't fight over no nigga. I really don't. I'd be like, oh, that's your man, sis? Okay.
Yeah, I'll see you. Peace.
Bye. I don't have time for that. Unless it's Michael B. Jordan. That's going to be the only person I'm going to fight over because I'm going to tag your ass, okay?
What's up? Where you at, Mike?
He won't acknowledge me. I tag him in everything.
I know you see me, because I see you.
I know you see that family portrait. Shout out to Michael B. Jordan, you know what I'm saying?
He be denying my sus. Don't do my sus like that.
Like that, bro.
You know what I'm saying? But anyway, y'all, so this concludes episode 5. So we talked about, just a recap, we talked about baby daddy versus
baby
fathers.
Daddy. That ain't my daddy. Oh, hold on, that's stepdaddy.
That's a, yeah.
Okay, my bad, wrong song.
And we discussed allowing a man to play his role and us being able to fall back and not take so solely responsibility when it's allowed, because, you know, sometimes we have to do that. And also, the ultimate one was booty call hours and allowing our time to just ghost on niggas when we really don't mean to. It be accidents really good. We be tired.
Deep sleeps be fucking us up.
Man, what? Don't give me no tequila because I'm going straight to sleep. You better call me before I start drinking.
Then why have to put me to sleep?
We talking about
good night, y'all, because I'm going to sleep after this.
Go to home.
All right, so guys, just to conclude, everybody who's here, so we got Liz at. Go ahead and shout out your IG.
You can follow me at Kitty Y'all. That's KittyYall. And you can find us on Facebook.
At Undateable Chicks. Undateable Chicks. And please look up the spelling because somebody said, I can't find y'all. And they said, this is how you spell it. Bruh, no, that's not how you spell
it,
bruh.
Right, it's not how you spell it.
All right, and then this is Anna. You can find me on IG at AnnaStopIt25. You know what I'm saying? That's going to be A-N-N-A. Stop it. S-T-O-P-I. T25.
Is that Boom Baby kicking in?
Boom Baby got me fucked up. Don't even lie, bro. Boom Baby got me fucked up. Yeah, follow me on IG. Make sure you guys let everybody know that we are on 5 different platforms.
Yes.
You're listening to it on one, but if you just click the link, you'll be able to see the other 5 that we're on. And then we also have a special guest tonight. Go ahead and shout your IG out.
Y'all follow me on Instagram, Joseph Fogg. 2 G's, Joseph Fogg.
Y'all, we all twisted up in this bitch. All